Well, I'd appreciate your prayers this morning. The Lord would speak to our hearts. Written the simple instruction on the board, don't forget. You ever have your mom or your dad call that out the door after you heading out? Don't forget. Whatever important matter is on their mind that want to make sure doesn't slip from your mind. I believe the Lord would have us to some things in our lives that we not forget. I'd like to begin in the book of Deuteronomy with your prayers and the Lord's help. We'll endeavor to get this out this morning. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he mightest make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Good instruction of the Lord is given to the children of Israel after their 40-year wandering and journeying through the wilderness. Don't forget some things. Remember how the Lord brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Remember how the Lord kept you all this way. Remember how when you were thirsty and complaining, the Lord provided water for you out of the rock. Do you remember how when you were hungry and you didn't know where to turn to get food? Do you remember how the Lord rained down food from heaven for you? Do you remember how when you couldn't provide for yourself, when there was no way for you to go make new sandals for the whole family, how the Lord just preserved the ones? You ever had shoes that have lasted you 40 years? Wearing them every day. But remember how the Lord provided for you. And you know, I believe that it is important for us in our lives to remember the things that the Lord has done for us, to not forget the things that the Lord has done, where the Lord has brought us from already. And think about whenever the children of Israel were told to set up some stones of remembrance, that when your children come by, you can point them to it and say, this is where the Lord helped us. And remember the Ebenezer stones? Hitherto the Lord hath helped us. The Lord's given us some victories in our midst, in our lives. So I'm going to set some stones here that I don't forget the things that the Lord has done. Wouldn't it seem that there, in our minds, how could you ever forget the things that the Lord did for the children of Israel? How could you ever forget the plagues that the Lord brought on Egypt? How could you ever forget coming to the bank of the Red Sea? How do you forget the way you felt that day in such despair? And then when you get to the other side, looking back and seeing the Lord give deliverance over all your enemies, don't you remember how you sang the songs of victory and rejoicing on that day? It seems like you'd never forget. But what was it they so quickly did? Forgot. They forgot what the Lord had done for them. Oh, I'm sure it was still, they could call to remembrance if they, I'm sure they could have told you what happened. But it wasn't what was forefront in their minds. It had been lost from their thoughts very soon when they became hungry. Whenever they began to murmur and complain, think about in Numbers, the 11th chapter, and we'll come back here to Deuteronomy if you'll hold your place here. Numbers 11 says in the Fourth verse, the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Oh, we remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. And now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. You know, whenever we get to thinking on the wrong things, our whole perspective will change. We'll lose our gratitude and our thanksgiving. Whenever we focus on our hardships and here and right now, and it's why we need to be reminded what the Lord brought us from. Reminded of what the Lord has for us. There's more than just the right here and the right now. They remembered all right, but they remembered all the wrong things. They remembered the things that they felt like they didn't have right now. The fish and the melons and all of those things that came to their mind and their thoughts and seemed so appealing to them in this moment. But what was it they didn't remember? Do you not remember the bondage that you came out of? Do you not remember the feeling of the whip on your back? Do you not remember that? Do you not remember how much you longed to be free? You don't remember? You know, the enemy wants to rob us of our memory. People who backslide on the Lord, you think, how? The scripture, Peter, I believe, talked about it, that just like a sow that's returned to her wallowing in the mire, she's been cleaned and washed and yet turns right back to the filth that she was just washed from. Or as a dog that turns again to his own vomit. Not a whole lot more description is necessary there. But that's the way it is. People that turn back to the ways of sin, that turn away from the Lord, don't you remember? Oh, I've heard people who have given such testimonies of rejoicing. I'm so thankful for what I found. I'm so thankful for the truth and for the saints and for deliverance. And by over the course of time, forget. And go back to the very place that they rejoiced of having been delivered from. Folks, the Lord has something for us to remember what He's brought us from. To remember what the Lord has done for us. To remember our testimony that the Lord has given us. The enemy wants to try to rob us of our recollection. To get our minds focused on the wrong things. So that the right things are lost from our thoughts and our memory. Well, he went on to talk to them in Deuteronomy about the commandments that the Lord's given you. And he's brought you into a good land. A land of brooks of water, of fountains, and the depths of spring out of the valleys and hills. Back in Deuteronomy 8, verse 8, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. Do you remember that? Do you remember this is what I promised you? Do you remember this is why you left Egypt in the first place? Oh Lord, help us to not lose sight of the land that we're going to. That I believe the Canaan land is best a type of a land of sanctification in our relationship here in this life. But folks, you know there's also coming a land. There's coming a new heavens and a new earth. Lord, help us not to forget. Help us not to lose sight of what we're working for. Just like Paul reminded himself over and over and was able to remember then. He didn't look at these afflictions and say, oh, I remember when I was Saul. I remember whenever I didn't have to be persecuted for the cause of Christ. That's not what his mind went to. He remembered that these afflictions are but for a moment. There is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I remember that. I keep that before me. This land, though, he said, that I bring you to, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. O Lord, help us today. Lord, help us in a land of plenty, in a time of prosperity. Lord, help us not to forget you. You know, there's so much, even in a spiritual sense, so much that for those that have been raised in godly homes and raised knowing and being taught the truth, there's so much that is like this. Vineyards that you didn't plant and houses built that you didn't build. You didn't have to start from scratch. And there is a danger for us that we forget the Lord our God, that we forget the author of our salvation, that we lose sight of the one that is, it's all about anyway. In our ease, in our convenience of life, that we not forget the Lord that gave it all to us anyway. Our heart become lifted up. We lose sight of our neediness of God. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, that is as it is this day. O Lord, help us not to forget. Lord, help us not to forget the one that brought us to this place. Isaiah, the 51st chapter. Isaiah 51, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. Look back. There's some things that you need to remember here. Well, there are a couple ways I think we can apply this in our minds, but I believe what he's saying here. Remember your spiritual heritage. Remember that you are a child of promise. Remember that there are promises, covenant, that's given unto you through Abraham. Don't forget that. Don't forget that you are a peculiar treasure to the Lord. Don't forget that he has something special planned for you. Look back and remember what the Lord has brought you from. I think also of, kind of on the other side of looking at this, I think of what David said. This poor man cried, and the Lord answered, and he heard my cry. And he said that he lifted me up out of a deep, miry pit, and he set my feet on a rock and established my goings. They put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Oh, Lord, help us to remember. You remember what you used to be? You remember what you were under sin? You remember what you were before the Lord gave you some victories and helped you to overcome? You remember what it was like being under the bondage of guilt and condemnation and fear and doubts? Do you remember? Remember what the Lord brought you from? Would you help me sing a verse of song? The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only led me to brighten my life. So remind me dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Have you found that to be so, that humans forget? I can look at the children of Israel and say, how did they forget? But I have to look at myself and say, Lord, why am I so fearful in this battle? Do I not remember what the Lord did for me in the last battle? Do I not remember where the Lord has brought me from? Remember the goodly heritage that I have before me? Do I not remember the miry clay that the Lord brought me from? Lord, remind me, because sometimes I forget. Sometimes I lose from my sight. We use the phrase sometimes to take for granted. Do you ever take something for granted? You ever take for granted the breath that you breathe? You ever take for granted health, feeling good? It comes back to you in a hurry when you lose it, doesn't it? And then you remember, Lord, help us not to forget what the Lord has brought us from. Lord, help me to remember. And it's not that we just live in the past, but Lord, help me to remember your goodness that has brought me to here. Lord, help me to remember what you brought me from. To remember where I could be right now. And I'm going to tell you where this poor boy would have been is far, far from here. The Lord's had mercy on me. And sometimes I need to call to remembrance. Peter, 2 Peter, the first chapter in the 9th verse, it says that he hath forgotten that he was purged from his sins. Lord, help us not to forget. Sometimes I look at others maybe and I see the awful condition of their sinful lives. I can shake my head, cluck my tongue. Lord, help me to remember that was me. Lord, help me to remember the debt that I've been forgiven. Lord, help me not to forget that. How quickly did that man who had been forgiven a great debt, how quickly did he forget and go and take somebody that owed him a little bit and take him by the throat? Oh, Lord, help me to remember. Help me to remember who I really am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. That I never lose sight of that. That I never forget that. Because taking for granted those things is in essence to forget, to lose from our mind, from our thoughts, what the Lord has done. The thing of Nebuchadnezzar, remember he had those dreams that troubled him so much that he couldn't sleep. He was calling for any and everyone that might be able to give him an interpretation. And the Lord gave the interpretation through Daniel. Daniel came and he told him the dreams and the meaning of it, and it had a profound impact on Nebuchadnezzar for less than a year. Remember? The scripture says it came to pass 12 months later, as Nebuchadnezzar was in his palace and he's walking and looking around and commenting at all these things that my hand hath gotten me. Don't you remember? Don't you remember those dreams? Don't you remember the penalty even that was foretold of this very thing? Nebuchadnezzar, remember. And he was struck down. And he was made to eat the grass like an ox for 7 years. Oh Lord, help us to remember. I don't want to have to be brought down to remember the Lord my God. I don't want to wait until the evil days come when I have no pleasure in it, the wise man said. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. in all of the activities, in your strength, in your plans, in your accumulation, in all of your getting, what does the scripture say? In all of your getting, get understanding. Don't forget what's most important in life. As we have a couple young people that are graduating this year and across the nation, to remember the Lord your God. To remember in the days of our youth to put the Lord first in our lives. Don't forget the Lord. In all of the activities and all of the plans and all of the busyness of life, don't forget the Lord. You say, well, of course I don't forget the Lord. I know about Him. I know about the truth. But what we mean by remembering, by not forgetting, is what is it that's present in my thoughts, in my mind? How often are eternal things in focus? It's a question for you and for me. How often are eternal things in focus in any given day, in any given week? How often are we stopping to remember, to meditate, to think upon? Lord, help us not to forget. The fourth chapter of Deuteronomy tells another exhortation of warning not to forget. He says in the 23rd verse, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee." Think about this. Don't forget. Don't go back to what you used to be. Don't go back to what's all around you. You know, every one of us, I believe, have propensities, besetting sins. I'm not talking about committing sin. But those places, if we are not on our guard, if we forget the Lord our God, that's going to be the thing that I revert back to. That's going to be the thing that I just naturally gravitate towards, fall into. Don't forget. Oh, when the enemy comes along from time to time. You ever have the enemy sneak up on you? You weren't ready? What do I do about it? What do we do with the failures in our lives? What do we do with those places that I realize I didn't live up to the grace of God? Lord, I failed there. I came short there. What do we do about those times? Do we just give up and throw in the towel? Or do we just go on, and once the guilt is kind of assuaged and taken care of, I go on as if nothing has happened? Lord, help us to remember. I don't want to live just in bondage to the past, but I do want to remember, Lord. The enemy was here last year, last month, last week. And I remember I was weak here. Lord, I need to fortify that. In the days when the enemy isn't there, remember the Lord your God. When things are going easy, remember the Lord. I believe this is a place of failure for people sometimes, because they forget the Lord whenever things are going well. Whenever they're not in the midst of temptation, they forget the Lord. Not forget who He is. They just kind of let Him slip from their thoughts, from their focus. Lord, help us to remember. Yes. Don't forget the covenant. Have you made some covenants with the Lord? If you've gotten saved, that's a covenant. If you've given yourself in sanctification, consecrated your life to the Lord, it's a covenant to the Lord. Do you remember? We don't have time to delve into it, but the scriptures talk quite a bit about making a vow and forgetting to pay it. It said it's better that you not even make a vow than that you make a vow and that you defer to pay it, that you don't follow through with it. Oh, be careful that you not forget the covenant you made with the Lord your God. Be careful that in your time of distress, or sorrow or remorse or repentance. Those promises that you make to the Lord, those covenants that you make with the Lord, be careful that you don't forget those down the road. Whenever you suddenly you don't feel the emotion, you don't feel the urgency at the moment, be careful that you not forget it. That's what the children of Israel did. They didn't feel, folks, our emotions are not always going to sustain us. We're going to have some things we tie to the horns of the altar of our covenant to God. I'm not going back of that. And there are some things that we have to remind ourselves of that I want to get into a little more. It's important for us to remember our covenant to God and His covenant to us. Remember. Let's look at Hebrews, the second chapter. Lord, help us to get this out. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Why? Lest at any time, it might be today, it might be 2 weeks from now, the enemy has a plan to get me 10 years from now. Lest at any time you should let them slip. You get the importance of how he phrases the picture that he's let it slip through your fingers. Almost without even noticing. Without even realizing what's happened. Take heed to yourselves. Lest those things by and by get away from you. It's not that you just take the whole thing and throw it in the garbage can, but if you don't take the more earnest heed, the things that you've known, the things you've heard from the Lord, that the Lord has come and convicted your heart on, dealt with you about, if you're not careful and don't give earnest attention to it, over the course of time, it might be months, it might be years, I get a little careless. I get a little settled in. I think of the picture of the foolish and the wise virgins. They all slumbered and slept. Folks, we are all human. We go through life, and I don't know about you. I guess I should talk for myself. But life has a way sometimes of it can almost lull us to sleep. Lord, help us to remember, there are some things that we cannot afford to let slip. We cannot afford, if I forget to seek entertainment this week, that's going to be okay. If I forget to eat this week, it's not going to hurt me. But if I forget the Lord my God, folks, there are some awful dangers that come with it. 2 Peter, the third chapter. For sake of time, I don't want to linger too long on any of this. 2 Peter 3:1, the second epistle. Now, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. You know these things. I'm not telling you anything new. How many times are the messages that we hear? It may not be something I say, I've never heard anything like that before. To some in the world, they'd be able to say that. But for those of us who are churched people, so to speak, there's probably not a whole lot that I can say, I've never heard of that. I've never heard something. But you know what the Lord does? He comes in knowing that I tend to forget. Knowing that in the busyness and the rush of life, these things tend to not be first and foremost in my mind, potentially. And there may be some things that the Lord wants to call back to my remembrance, wants to stir my mind up, wants to bring it back to the forefront again. Remember this. Maybe it's stuck way back in the back there somewhere. Maybe it's settled down to the bottom of the pot, so to speak. Isn't that what you do when you stir? There's some things that have settled down. Some things of our understanding of the things of God, of our relationship with the Lord, that can, over the course of time, just begin to settle down. And the Lord wants to come in and stir up our pure minds. Remind us of these things. Bring it back front and center to us again. You know, what do you do when there's something that you do not want to forget? It's important to you. I can't, and you think about it, it'd be terrible if I forget this. Have you ever forgotten something that was important? Oh, 2 o'clock today I was supposed to have been, and I forgot. It slipped away from me. These things that we're talking about today that are of eternal importance. Folks, what are you going to do to remind yourself? Well, sometimes I tell Siri to remind me. Sometimes I put a reminder on my phone. Maybe somebody puts a ties a rib. I don't know if people do that. Some people might write a note on their hand, put a sticky note on their computer, and put it on the dash of their car for good measure. I don't want to forget this. I can't afford to forget that I have to go do this. Lord, help us to set some reminders in our lives. It's what those stones were about. Set a reminder in your life that every time you walk by there, you look at that and you remember again, and it's brought back to your mind again. And your children ask about it, and it brings it back to your mind again. Folks, it's part of what we do when we're gathered here together, to stir up one another's pure minds by way of remembrance, to point out some stones in our lives and say, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. I appreciate testimonies like we heard today. This is what the Lord did for me 49 years ago. We come together. Let me tell you what the Lord did for me this week. It's not just things old. It's things old and new that the Lord has done. That we need sometimes to come together and to be reminded, refreshed, renewed, stirred up again. Don't forget your testimony. Don't forget what the Lord has done for you. The enemy is trying to rob your testimony. You know, even when we come to the Lord in prayer, the psalmist said, I believe that we call to remembrance our song in the night. Do you have a song in the night? Do you have places that the Lord has met you? You know, I like when I come to the Lord in prayer, I like to remind the Lord what He's done for me. Not because the Lord has forgotten, but because sometimes I forget. Because sometimes I become fearful and worried and stressed, and I come to the Lord, I remember what you did for me here. Times that I've been discouraged, and I've come to the Lord in prayer, and I've just started, Lord, I don't know where to start. And I start with where it started. I say, Lord, I remember when you saved me. Lord, I remember when you delivered me. Lord, I remember when you dealt with my heart. Lord, I remember that altar of prayer. Lord, I remember these places that I was in trouble and I cried out to you. And I remember, Lord, how you came to my rescue. I remember how faithful you were. Lord, I remember those times that you came through for me. And I'm going to tell you what I found it does for me. Again, it's not reminding the Lord, but it's reminding me. And it does something to encourage me, to remind, you know what? The Lord has been so faithful to now. He's not going to fail me now. He's not going to leave me now. Whenever David was at perhaps one of the lowest places of his life, even those that were his supporters and his friends turned on him and were talking about stoning him now. It said David encouraged himself in the Lord. He called to remembrance his song in the night. He remembered, no doubt, and I don't know what all he brought back to remember. I know what he brought to remembrance when he was facing Goliath. I remember the Lord delivered the lion and the bear into my hand. And in remembrance of that, it caused his faith to soar. And I have to believe David in this moment, at this lowest hour of his life, folks, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't turn and run back to the world. Don't decide it's not worth it. Call something to remembrance. Call back to remembrance your song in the night and what the Lord's done for you. I'm sure David had to have been calling back, Lord, I remember this battle, this victory. I remember Goliath falling at my feet. Lord, I don't feel that triumphant moment right now. And remember what I felt as I stood atop Saul and cut off his head, and to the cheers and the accolades. Lord, nobody's cheering me on right now. Nobody's giving me accolades. But Lord, I remember. And I know that you're the same today. One of these reminders is our prayer life. It's communing with the Lord that the Lord uses to remind us, that the Lord uses to communicate to us, to bring things back to our remembrance. Have you neglected your prayer life? You know, it can be part of us forgetting the Lord our God. It can be part of the great danger when things are going well, that I just don't really feel that great pressing need for God. It's a danger in itself. Lord, help me not to forget what we're doing here today. Again, is one of those reminders. Folks, it's why we as a family have, by the Lord's help, made it a priority in our lives and for our children. As oft as we are physically able, and as oft as it is possible for us to be together and meet together, oh, we're going to do it. There's not going to be a question in your minds as we're raising you up. Well, are we going this week or are we not? This is where we want to be. It's important to us. Scripture says so much more as you see the day approaching. There's even a more pressing need now, if ever. Don't neglect forsake the assembling of yourselves together, that I might be reminded, that I might be stirred up, and that I might be able to stir someone else up as well by reading the Word. You ever hear the phrase, use it or lose it? I found it that way trying to learn a language or new things that I've learned. If you don't use it, you lose it. You know, when it comes to the things of the Lord, if you don't use it, you're likely to lose it. If you hear a message on Sunday morning and the Lord speaks to me or something, if I don't go home and use it, chances are I'm going to lose it. If I don't go put it into practice in my life, chances are it'll be lost to me. If I don't make things, they talk about muscle memory. You do something, when people train, whether it's a first responder or what, whenever they train over and over and over again, because whenever that moment hits, they don't want to have to go pull the textbook out and try to remember, what do I do? They want it to be muscle memory. I know what to do. I know where to go. I know how to handle it. Because you've done it so repetitively. We're not talking about serving the Lord just out of routine and rote, but realizing my tendency as a human to forget, to lose sight of. I'm going to have to put consistency in my life over and over, whether I feel like it or not. I'm going to get down and pray. Whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to read God's Word. Whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to come and meet together with the saints. And there's something there that begins building, because I don't want to lose it. Malachi, the third chapter. Maybe we'll close with this. Malachi 3 and verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Oh, may this be us. That we speak often one to another, encouraging, challenging one another. How often did Paul relate his own experiences? It was pretty often, wasn't it? People he'd meet, whether kings or folks in the synagogue, he would relate to them. Let me tell you about this road that I was on. Let me tell you about the path that I was going down. Let me tell you about this bright light that shone out of heaven. Folks, he reminded himself. He brought this over. Now, Of course, he said, forgetting those things that are past, that are behind. I don't have to carry and dredge along all the baggage, the scars, the wounds, the fears, the guilt. I don't have to carry all that with me. But there is great value in remembering the Lord my God, in remembering my testimony and what the Lord has done for me, and in sharing that. How did they overcome? Saints overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Folks, don't lose the word of your testimony. Don't allow by the busyness of life, by the forgetfulness of our humanity, your testimony. Think of what Jesus promised. There was so much that he wanted to impart to his disciples. And he finally said, there's so much that I want to give you, but you can't bear it right now. Nevertheless, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Folks, are you tuned into the right channel? We sang a song, Lord, let me live so close that thy whisper I can hear. Are we in touch with the Spirit? You know, he'll be faithful to bring things to our remembrance, but it's not likely to be like a bolt of lightning in the sky, and I probably don't want it to get to that point. Lord, help me to set these reminders in my life. Lord, help me to set this consistency of coming back and calling to and giving you the opportunity through prayer, through word, through the word, meditation, through meeting together, for the Lord through his Spirit to call to remembrance. The time when maybe I'm in distress, emotionally, physically, mentally, under siege, and the Lord bring a song back to my mind. The Lord bring a little scripture. The Lord bring a message that I haven't thought about in a long time, but there's something that I put in the storehouse. There was something that through that consistency that I tucked away somewhere, and the Lord goes and he brings that back and he presents it to us right when we need it. Folks, the Lord knows our frame, though we are but dust. He knows our humanity. He knows our tendencies. He knows how easy it is to forget. And he's faithful through his Spirit, if we'll listen, to remind us. You pray for me. Amen.